Go. Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's community affairs and events program we host each and every Friday. Through our partnership with Kirtland Community College, do something today for your future that you can be proud of, and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. We generally start the program with somebody from Kirtland. Today, it's Shannon Weaver from the Cosmetology Program. Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
I bet you are. You're training the latest generation of beauticians and cosmetologists to make us all look better.
Absolutely. I just came from a haircutting class, and so far we're all doing good.
Hey, do you guys do free haircuts? You know, that was always the old the line that I'm so cheap that I go to the barber college and get my hair cut.
Well, we are pretty inexpensive. Our haircuts run $6 on an everyday basis. So anybody needs one, come on out Tuesday through Friday, and we do haircuts and pretty much any full-service salon service for the public.
Really? We
yes.
should get that out more often, because I don't know, how do people know about that?
A lot
word
of it
of
is
mouth.
Word of mouth.
Yeah, I was going to say
yep,
word of mouth.
Yep, we've been
right.
doing some social media. I mean, we put that out there. And, yeah, and we're at the Greenland campus now. We've been here since 2019, so we're easy access.
I might be there. From what to one? What time to what time can people stop in?
We run the salon Tuesday through Friday, and we start at 9:30.
Uh-huh.
And we, as long as we're finished by 4.
Oh, okay. Do you recommend people call in advance, or do you have walk-ins? How do you do that, Shannon?
We actually can do both. We have walk-ins that come in, and that's a little bit hit or miss sometimes. And then we have call-ins that can schedule appointments, cuts, colors, perms, facials, pedicures. Like I said, a little bit of everything the students can do.
I'm going to do the whole thing.
It's a nice pamper day, that's for sure.
Yeah, I bet. That's. I'm glad we brought that up. That's pretty cool stuff, especially since my my hairstylist is on vacation and I'm getting a little shaggy. So,
yes, come on out.
Okay. So, what you're in the? I got another month or so left of this term. How many of your students will be graduating and moving into their chosen profession?
Well, right now I think I only have 3 that are graduating this semester, and
okay.
then we'll have a whole big group of them in the fall semester that'll graduate and move on.
Cool.
Most of them already have jobs waiting for them, so that's a bonus.
I'll bet. Just like everything else, I'm sure there's a lack of qualified hairdressers and makeup folks, and even you guys do the nails. You do the whole gambit, don't you?
Yeah, everything. Yep. So they're pretty lucky to be able to come in and just learn from the facilities and everything that we have available to them. So they get whatever is in the trending world today of cosmetology, the students get a chance to be able to do and offer to the public.
Very cool stuff. And
and
I'm assuming, since we always are talking about this on the program, there are a certain amount of scholarships and financing available at Kirtland for the cosmetology program.
Yes, there is a few of them, actually, even from Alpena all the way down to us and stuff, that you can get scholarships for the COS program.
There you go. Shannon, one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on is you guys have a fundraiser that you've got coming up.
Yes, we have. It's fundraiser to help the organization called Children with Hair Loss.
Okay.
And it is a nonprofit. It helps give wigs and hair replacements and hair care kits free of charge to any of the children that are in Michigan. So we are doing a cut-a-thon where any proceeds that want to be donated for haircuts will go to Children with Hair Loss. We've even donated hair. If anybody that wants to donate their hair, they can come in and donate their hair, and we'll send that into Children with Hair Loss. And it just is a really good organization. Like I said, it's a nonprofit. It's free for the kids that need wigs or hair replacement. So it's just a good community service and a good thing for the students to be able to learn to give back.
Yeah, I would imagine that most of these children are experiencing hair loss because of some type of cancer issue. So, yeah, a really cool program. As you see those photos sometimes of kids that are just gone through radiation or chemo and don't have hair, and it's got to put a little stigma on them.
Yep. And just even with children that have some kind of internal diseases or stuff like that, they'll have alopecia where regardless, they're not going to be able to grow hair, so this just helps them out that way too.
So, Shannon Weaver, when is the fundraiser, the cut-a-thon?
The cut-a-thon is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, April 10th, 11th, and 12th. We will be starting at 9:30 and we'll go till 2:30. You can either walk in and we'll have an availability for you, or you can call in and make an appointment.
Okay. Well, that's coming up pretty quick. So, if you need a haircut, why don't you wait a couple of days and then do it at Kirtland Community College at the Cosmetology Department, April 10th, 11th, or 12th, and all those dollars raised will go for just a fantastic cause.
Yes.
Shannon, anything else? Did we get it all?
I believe so. If anybody wants to donate hair, it needs to be 8 to 12 inches.
Okay.
It can be layered or anything like that. It doesn't have to be the full 12 inches. Like some of the donation places, they can do a little bit less. So that's always nice, too. They'll take anything.
All right. How do people get more information? Obviously, it's on your Facebook page. We were talking about that off air. Is that a specific Facebook page, Kirtland Community College Cosmetology?
Yes, okay. That is. And we'll have flyers that are be roaming around Facebook page, or you can even just call in and get more details. And our phone number is 989-275-5000, extension 274.
274. All right, Shannon Weaver from the Cosmetology Department at Kirtland Community College. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus, and best of luck with the fundraiser.
Thank you so much. Hope to see everybody out here.
Okay. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli in Grayling. Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Suzanne Luck and Echo Odorico. They are with the Roscommon County Community Foundation. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're good. How are you?
We're fabulous. And some people are going to be able to make their days or their organizations a little bit more fabulous because you have some grants that are available.
Absolutely. We opened our grant cycle, and application can be found at myrccf.org.
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 That's
okay.
Right. And the deadline to apply is May 1st, 2023. And those individuals that are eligible are nonprofit organizations with the 501c3 status.
Okay.
It can be schools. It can also be government agencies and churches that are...
anybody that has a 501c3.
That's correct.
Right. Is it strictly limited to people or organizations in Roscommon County?
If you are an organization providing services to Roscommon County residents, you can apply.
Okay. All right. So not necessarily your location, but you must be doing something to improve the lives of people in Roscommon County.
That's correct.
And how many grants will be awarded, Suzanne?
It depends. We have approximately $150,000 to grant.
Wow.
Does
that come from the state? Where are those dollars coming from?
It's through donations and funds that are established through the Community Foundation. In fact, we have 99 funds at the Community Foundation, and we're looking for number 100. So if you are someone who is interested in supporting your community, contact us. We would love to help you establish a fund.
That is that's so special. It's and so I take it you will you're in this cycle now, mm-hmm. and you're going to receive the petitions. And then take a look at, because obviously some people will be looking for more dollars than others.
Correct.
You know, if they're going to, you know, like do an addition to a building or some kind of a meeting hall or those kind of things.
So, programs that we have provided funding for have been the food pantries.
Yeah.
Maybe it's supplies for the schools. It could be anything like that.
Little League ballparks, stuff.
Yeah. So we've also provided funding for some equipment at Munson Grayling Hospital.
Okay.
The St. Helen Ark Association to rescue critters. And then if you are like me and you love Higgins Lake, we've had grant funding directed to the DASH, the Diver Assisted Suction Harvester boat of the Higgins Lake Foundation.
Right.
They remove invasive plants every year on Higgins Lake.
Yeah, they do a lot of good work.
They do.
So, obviously one of the finest resources in Roscommon County is Higgins Lake. And I know the foundation, I know a few people in the foundation, we do a lot of advertising, the boat wash stuff and things for them. So,
right.
But so it's good to get this information out because there could be some people that, you know, really only are looking for $5,000-$7,000 as long as they must be a 501c3.
Correct.
Okay.
So in order to be,
because there's some charitable organization, it's hard to get a 501c3.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So, we just are encouraging every organization to contact us to apply.
Uh-huh.
If you have questions, if you think that maybe you don't
qualify right.
or perhaps maybe you have a program and you're like, well, I'm not really sure
right.
if that's something that you would consider funding, contact us. You can reach out, info@myrccf.org. Or our phone number, 989-275-3112.
275-3112. Okay. Well, that's fabulous that you had that much dollars donated and available to help the community, $150,000. So kudos to you ladies for helping organize and get people to donate, but especially the folks that actually made the donations themselves.
Well, it's really thank you. It's really the community members that have been awesome in supporting Roscommon County.
And we're so grateful for their support, and we're looking forward to making those grant announcements.
Yeah, so when you have figured all that out, we invite you back to make those announcements and see what those folks are going to do with those dollars and all the help and goodwill they'll spread throughout the community.
Wonderful. We'll
okay.
be back.
Susan and Echo, thanks for joining us, and thanks for all the good work you're doing.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from sweet peas, cupcakes, and muffins, available exclusively in our green room. So, ladies, make sure you grab one of those, or at Two River Deli in Grayling. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100. Portions of this program were pre-recorded, but Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Matt Askew, and Matt is a brand new business owner, Northwoods Pizza and Subs.
That's great.
In Higgins Lake. Where is that located at, Matt?
It's at 915 North Cut Road.
Okay.
It's kitty corner from Town and Country, and right next to the hardware store.
Gotcha. In the thriving metropolis of, now is that considered Higgins Lake?
It's Roscommon, but yeah. It's Higgins Lake.
Yeah. So when
they
did you?
Claim us.
good to be identified with some community. When did you open Northwinds?
We did a soft opening on the 15th of March.
Okay.
Our grand opening was the 1st of April. That was not a joke. It was the 1st of April.
Yes, no April Fool's Day, and I haven't had your pizza yet, but our staff is raving about it. So talk a little bit about, have you always been in food service, or is this a dream? Talk about how this all came about.
I've been in food service for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I am not the owner. I'm just the general manager.
Okay.
North Winds Lodge is the actual owner.
Gotcha.
We put our heads together, decided it's going to be original and unique. We want to be different than most people in the area.
Okay. Well, pizza's pretty common.
we have a Cuban pizza that has pickles on it.
Okay, I like that.
And pulled pork.
Pulled pork and some ham. Yeah, all right, that sounds good.
Cheese. We have a beer sauce we put on that, a beer cheese sauce. It's amazing.
And you didn't bring one.
Yeah, next time I'll get up super early.
Get that oven fired up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So talk about, obviously you like the kind of creative pizza styling. So any others that you kind of take some pride in?
Yeah, we have a North Winds Philly. It's made with a...
Philly cheesesteak kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It got a twist on it. It's a pretty popular seller. We got your basic. The thing that sets us apart from everybody else is it's the sauce.
Yeah.
It's the sauce. It's the technique. The dough is amazing. It comes from Scratch Bread Bakery out of Midland.
Yeah.
I worked for them actually 20-plus years ago. Kind of comes full circle now.
Cool. So, it is about the dough. It is about the sauce. A little bit of service to your customers. Make sure that they're having an enjoyable dining experience.
We have the best customers. I mean, they're understanding. Majority of my staff is high school kids.
Gotta love that. It was my first job. I was still in middle school working for Little Caesars. So that's a long time ago.
So yeah, no, our staff's amazing. Our customers are the best. They're so understanding because we're still working some quirks out of the system and getting people trained properly so that when summer comes, and it's not like Game of Thrones, all we hear is winter's coming now, summer's coming.
Summer's coming. So is it just pizza? You have subs?
We have salads, cannolis, tiramisu.
Cool. Good. So all the things that are usually associated with kind of like an Italian bakery.
Right.
Yeah.
Even our setup now, we got dine-in.
Oh, okay.
It reminds you of an old little Italian cafe. We kind of went with that theme.
Love that.
We also support all of our local artists. So we're selling pieces from local artists in the restaurant itself.
What are the hours?
So the hours are 11 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Thursday through Sunday, and Friday right now it's 11 to 9.
Okay.
If you're coming in at 9 o'clock, I will keep the doors open as late as I can possibly do it. Summer hours will be 11 to 11, Monday.
Or if you're going to get a late time pizza, give it a call a little ahead of time, maybe 8:45.
It'd be appreciated, but I'm not going to shut the door on anybody. So...
That's cool. So going back to the subs a little bit, are you doing kind of interesting subs as well?
Oh, we have a Miami Cuban that.
See, that's one of my all-time favorite sandwiches, so I got to get that.
It's just
the mustard is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all that, and you know, it's for some people, it's not for other people.
No, I get it.
You know,
yeah.
We've had a couple bad reviews on it, but you know, just.
It's a unique sandwich.
It's a unique sandwich.
So if you've got the Philly cheese pizza, then you've got a Philly cheese sub.
We don't.
Wow.
Italian beef.
Okay, the marinated Italian beef, the Chicago style one.
Chicago style.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
I mean, we can add and make it like that.
Some peppers and...
Sure, I've done it. You know, I've made a keto bowl for a lady, said it's the best thing she's ever had, and she's never going back to the other place. You know, we're going to try to accommodate as best as we can, because if it wasn't for our customers, we wouldn't be there.
Gotcha. You guys are on Facebook already?
Oh, we're on Facebook. Got a huge following.
Cool. And I'm assuming it's in North Winds Pizza, or you got to put a Roscoe in there? Or
North Winds Pizza.
Yep. Okay, on Facebook. All right, Matt. Well, congratulations on the opening, and sounds like things are running well.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you guys.
Okay. What's the phone number there? I'm sure it's on your Facebook page.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook page. You stumped me.
I never ask a question you don't know the answer to. That's my own fault. Matt Askew from Northwoods Pizza here in Higgins Lake. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, we will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli in Grayling.
JC, good to hear you, man. It's been a while. Yeah, I just got back from the Dominican Republic with my wife, and now I'm sitting here in the sports book waiting for the Tigers on opening day, man. It should be a good day. I do have to say I'm really glad that I took the Giants when Aaron Judge decided to do a knock the first time at bat as the captain of the team. That was great. That's a good start to my baseball year season. Yeah, man, April 8th, we're bringing our sports card show back to Odawa Casino. It's the second one, April 8th, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We're going to have a little bit of everything there, JC. We're really looking forward to it. We've had a lot of good response. I talked to the promoters yesterday. We are three or four tables away from being completely sold out with vendors, and they are bringing the kitchen sink to throw at everybody. We are looking at every type of sports card memorabilia you can imagine, between being graded and hard plastic. The prices are right in front of you. We've got comics. We've got Funko Pop action figures, memorabilia, jerseys, hats, pictures, anything sports you can imagine that's going to be here. I mean, we even had Garbage Pail Kids here the other day. We've got Pokemon cards. It's going to be crazy, man. Bring your own cards. Buy, sell, trade. You never know what's going to happen. But the amount of cool cards, the cool memorabilia, if this tickles your fancy at any point, you got to come down to Odawa Casino. Check us out at the Ovation Hall from Saturday, April 8th, from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It's going to be something you'll want to be a part of, and be glad you showed up. Very cool. I love it, man. I've got a few things myself that I'm going to be bringing in. I might even be wearing my autographed Charlotte Hornets Larry Johnson's jersey. I'm not quite sure. I might not fit it. I bought it 3 years ago. It might be a little snug now. But you never really know. But that's great. I mean, you never really know what's going to happen. Last time I introduced one person that brought some of their Nolan Ryan cards to a vendor. The vendor wasn't interested, but a buddy of mine that works at the casino took him up and bought the whole slate of his Nolan Ryan cards. It was just really cool to see the connections and all that stuff. So we're really excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's just a good time. The best part, though, too, JC, is that kids 14 and under are welcome, right? So it's a good way to bring the kiddos. Come on up. Show them what dad or mom used to collect back in the day and see if the relics are still worth a penny or two. No charge. Just show up, bring a smile. That's all you need to wear, man. Preferably pants and a shirt, too, but, you know, we'll be judging. Right. I've never quite seen stretch marks on a jersey before, but we're going to figure that out. I'm going to put it to the test, brother. JC, look forward to seeing you, brother. Talk soon. All right.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Heather Nyhaus, who is the Director of the West Branch Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. There's always a lot going on at the West Branch Chamber, so tell our listeners what's the latest.
So we do have a business after hours coming up on April 20th from 4:30 to 6. It's going to be hosted by Chamber member My Michigan Health. And that's a great way to just come network, enjoy some food and fun, and just have a good time, meet some new people.
Okay.
And then I wanted to mention that we are still looking for some more members to be part of our Committee of 100. The Chamber, or the West Branch Area Chamber of Commerce, is turning 100 years old this year, and we're looking for 100 people, organizations, or businesses to commit to $100 by the 100th day of this year. And we're still looking for our other half of the people to join us.
All right, so you're halfway there. I'm sorry, what did
we
you
are.
Say?
We are.
What was the cutoff date for that?
Well, we wanted to do it by the 100th day, which is April 10th. But we do want to get 100 committee members, so we're still pushing to have it to reach our goal.
Okay, so West Branch Chamber members or potential Chamber members, get on board with that. How do they make that donation, Heather?
We have it on our website. You can give us a call. You can stop in at the Chamber office. And anybody can be a committee of 100 member. You don't have to be a Chamber member. You could be community, businesses, or organizations.
Okay, that's fair enough. What is the website, by the way?
www.wbacc.com. And an important piece to that Committee of 100 is all the funds are going directly to the All Aboard project, which is helping preserve the oldest standing building in West Branch, which is 151 years old this year.
Wow. And what is that building?
So it's owned and operated by the West Branch Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, so that's where you're headquartered at now, huh?
It is, yep. We've been here, and it's a really neat building, so if you get a chance, stop by and check it out. We're excited for what we're going to be doing to it, so stop by and take a look at it.
That's where is that located, in case people haven't been there before?
422 West Houghton Avenue in West Branch.
There you go. And then I know you have a little paint and wine deal coming up. What's that about?
Yeah, it's called the Art Walk and Wine Tasting Event. This will be coming up on April 29th in West Branch, downtown West Branch. It'll go from 5 to 9 p.m., and you'll be able to go around to the local businesses and see some local art and sample some wine and just have a nice evening out.
Yeah, so April 29th, what day of the week is that?
It's on a Saturday.
That makes sense. That's good.
It's a great event.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I want to go back to the business after hours. What was the date? I know you mentioned who's the sponsor, but is it happening at their business? Sometimes you still have them at restaurants or some other place, even though that's not particularly the sponsor.
Yeah, thank you. It is going to be on April 20th from 4:30 to 6, and it will be at the My Michigan Health location at the hospital there.
Okay. So, good. We get to party at the hospital. That doesn't happen very often.
No, but we will have the exact location. It'll be over by the hospital. Everything will be on our website and also our e-blast. If you don't get our community e-blast that goes out twice a month, you're welcome to join it. We just need your email. Give us a call. We'll add you to the list. It'll tell you all the events and happenings that are happening in West Branch.
That's right. You want to keep up on the latest and greatest happening in West Branch. So that's WBACC, correct?
Yes, .com.
WBACC.com. Heather Niehaus from the West Branch Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much for joining us on Northern Focus.
As always, thank you, too.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas, Cupcakes, and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Lieutenant Matt Winters from the Salvation Army here in Traverse City. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
So, you know, everybody knows the Salvation Army for the bell ringing and all the good works that they do in the area, actually throughout the entire United States. But you have a egg experience coming up that we wanted to talk about.
Absolutely, yeah, we're really excited about it. It's coming up on Saturday, and it's going to be from 11 to 1 o'clock. It's going to be a great family fun event. It's free. There's going to be a bounce houses, ice cream truck, a time to hear the gospel story, egg hunt, all of it.
So that's just tomorrow from 11 to 1. Where's that happening at, Matt?
That's happening here at the Salvation Army on Barlow Street. That's 1239 Barlow Street in Traverse City.
Okay. You said it's free. So talk about what the – so you're going to have an Easter egg hunt, I'm assuming, for kiddos. The bounce house is strictly for kids. Like adults, we can't jump in the bounce house, right?
Yes, probably. Some of the bounce houses, though, are a little bit larger that can support – I think there might be a racing one, so, you know,
cool.
a mom or a dad could go against their child. I plan to run through that once or twice for sure, but then we'll probably be caught up in the rest of the festivities that day.
All right. I'm assuming there's soft refreshments as well?
Yep, yeah, we'll have hot dogs and chips and a drink as well, and so it'd just be a great time to kind of spend the afternoon. It's all free, and you can come and go as you please. Egg hunts are happening every 30 minutes, so it'll just be a great time to, you can come whenever you want, pop in with the family, stay the whole time, or for 30 minutes, or whatever it may be.
So it's just a pop-in thing? You don't need to call ahead to register or anything like that?
Nope, yeah. Once you get here, there'll be a QR code that you can just scan if you want, and you can register on your phone, and it should be really quick and simple. Everyone can do it at the same time, and then enjoy all of the festivities.
That's pretty cool. What's that address again on Barlow, Lieutenant Matt?
It is 1239 Barlow Street.
And I'm sure this is on your Facebook page as well.
It is, yes. So if you have any questions, you can head over to the Traverse City Salvation Army Facebook page and see all of the information for that day as well.
Well, hopefully we have nice weather for that event and have a great turnout at the Salvation Army tomorrow morning from 11 to 1. Is that right? Was that the time again?
Yep, 11 to 1. Yeah, and I do have to say last year was our first time doing this kind of event, and it was raining. We were expecting maybe 100 people, 150 people before the rain. And we had 380 people.
Wow.
It was just a great time.
Yeah, that's
just
fantastic.
Families just really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's nice to see the community out like that, and kudos to the Salvation Army for, you know, thinking about their fellow Traverse Cityites, as you always do.
Absolutely. Well, we love doing that.
All right. Thank you, Lieutenant Matt, from the Salvation Army here in Traverse City.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli in Grayling.
All right.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Rizel Coyman from Interlochen. And Rizel, I personally couldn't have been more excited when you sent us the notification last week about Elvis Costello coming to Interlochen, and one of my all-time favorite artists, one of the great songwriters in American rock history.
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, I'm so excited about Elvis Costello, too. I think he is such a legend. Like, in so many ways, he's a very legendary artist, and the influence he's had on modern artists of different genres today, like, you really can't compare it. And I think it's a stacked lineup, too.
Oh, yeah.
So we have Elvis Costello and the Impostors, with special guests Charlie Sexton, Nick Lowe, and Los Straitjackets. So it's going to be an epic show, really great night. I'm super excited. And that's going to be on June 27th at Kresge Auditorium.
Yeah, I would strongly suggest, folks, that you get your tickets soon, because with all four of those artists, like, you know, Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe have been friends forever. I don't know if the possibility of those two playing a few songs together, I think they're probably pretty good. Charlie Sexton, a legendary gunslinger who hasn't been out on tour in a long time. He toured with Bob Dylan for a long, long time. And Lost mm-hmm. Straitjackets are pretty cool, too. So, yeah, this is one of those...
Straitjackets are so fun.
Yeah.
That's going to be such a treat.
Yeah, that's going to be a long evening of music. I don't know if you're going to open up the pavilion a little bit sooner than normal with four great artists like that.
Well, I think it'll be special. Nick Lowe is going to be performing with La Straitjacket, so that'll kind of cut down on time a bit.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it won't be like we'll have all these individuals. They're going to be, it's very collaborative. So I think it'll definitely be an amazing night for any fan of Elvis Costello, Nick, and Charlie.
I know we haven't talked about it much on Q100, but you've got the Temptations and the Four Tops coming. You know, just a Michigan music legends for sure.
Yes, you know, I think we've got something so special in Michigan with Motown, and we're so lucky to still have these artists around and performing and celebrating their music. So the Temptations and the Four Tops are teaming up for one epic night of, like, Motown music at Kresge Auditorium, and that's going to be on July 27th.
Yeah, it'll be like a giant sing-along. Every single tune that both of those wonderful groups do, you know the words to all of them. It's going to be just one of those nostalgic nights of music that'll take you back to the 70s.
Yes, they're going to be playing all the hits for sure.
And then briefly, Green Sky Bluegrass is making an appearance. Love those guys.
Another great Michigan artist is going to be playing Kresge.
Yeah, I've seen them. They played Hoxieville before, and they're just wonderful folk music, bluegrass. They have a huge following in northern Michigan. That's going to be a great show.
Mm-hmm. And their production is out of this world because they have a very much a jam band bluegrass explosion. So it'll be a really cool show that you don't want to miss. Full production, tons of lights. It'll be a great night.
And then you've got all the other different types of music that your students are putting on their events. Talk a little bit about what's going on the schedule here in the spring at Interlochen.
Yeah, so Interlochen Center for the Arts is a world-renowned fine arts academy. So we have students from all over the world across different disciplines in art, between theater, creative writing, orchestra, you know, you name it. If it's art, they're here at Interlochen. So we are going to be finishing our school year very soon, and that means that we're going to be closing with some really strong performances. We have, for the theater lovers, we have Electra, which is a Greek tragedy that's going to be on April 21st through April 23rd. We have the Gershwin Gala, which is going to be a celebration of Gershwin music in a multidisciplinary showcase, and that's going to be on Saturday, April 22nd. And then we're closing off with our final musical of the year, and it's going to be An American in Paris, and that will be May 5th through May 7th.
Yeah, that's going to be wonderful. A Gershwin production, so timelessly classic with the Gene Kelly movie, and seeing it performed in the theater is really going to be a treat.
Absolutely.
Rizel, what is the Interlochen website? Where can people buy tickets and find out more about all these fantastic events?
Yeah, so tickets for Elvis Costello, Green Sky Bluegrass, The Temptations Four Tops, as well as our student shows, you can buy all of those by going to interlochen.org/tickets.
There you go. Thank you, Rizel Koyman, for bringing us up to date on all the great stuff happening at the Interlochen Center for the Arts. And we'll be back in touch with you soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Jerry.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And the goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli in Grayling. At the Interlochen Center for the Arts.